Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Welcome back, like I said, to the show. Dana Lash here with you. So I did ask you, give me a break here for 1 second. I did ask you, as the issue with the potatoes for Thanksgiving, can we just talk for a minute about how in my house it's a Danaocracy when it comes to starches? I know that this is America and we're in the land of plenty and we're celebrating with a feast on Thanksgiving, but for the love, how many potato dishes does one need? So in my family, because everybody's got, some people want two different, but it's a starch. How many starches are you going to have? You got to have the sweet potato casserole, right? So this is how crazy it gets. Sweet potato casserole. Oh, are you going to have the baked sweet potato? What? Yeah, the baked sweet potato with some of the butter and the cinnamon. That's basically the, no, sweet potato casserole is different. These are the conversations that I hear from people in my home. Mashed potatoes. That is like the one that I'm like, there's no question, because you have to have a receptacle for the gravy for your turkey. It's engineering. Thanksgiving plate engineering is a thing. Then you have baked potato, because somebody wants a baked potato. I've literally watched my stepdaddy eat a baked potato and mashed potatoes. He wanted both of them. It's the same thing in different form. Literally the same. And then the scalloped potatoes. Guys, we got to draw a line here. That is so many starches. I'm not even getting into like the green bean casserole. I'm not even getting into the mac and cheese, because you got to have mac and cheese. Or the salads. I'm not even getting into all of this stuff. That is, there has to be, I get it, it's the beautiful Irish fruit, but come on. There's got to be a line here. How many taties do you got? The sweet potatoes actually make more sense. The yams, like historically, that makes more sense, right? Because you got to have, if you have your sweet potato casserole, then some people are like, I got to have the candied yams that are like sliced up and then glazed and all that. Then they, I mean, you could literally have it a million different ways. Kane, how many starches? Taties. Tatey dishes.
Two.
See, that's what I'm
two
saying.
Two tops.
You're pushing it with me with two.
Go over two. It's
nuts.
It's kind of insane.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But then I have people are like, oh, we don't have this potato dish. As they look at the sweet potato casserole, the mashed potatoes, the scalloped potatoes, the candied yams. I'm like, what? Oh, I thought we were going to have this potato dish. There's all these tater dishes out here. Enjoy one of the four that have been prepared. We don't eat six. Golly. It's making a mockery of Thanksgiving.
What's your top two?
Stop it.
What's your top two or
sweet potato casserole, mashed potatoes.
And what's a third?
If I was forced, I would do scalloped.
Scalloped potatoes?
But I ain't doing, like, for the people who are pushing me about the candied yams, for the love, it's cut up damn sweet potato. It's just chunked sweet potato. This casserole is mashed. It's the same thing. The same ingredients. The same thing. You don't need two. I mean, I only got so much space in my oven. You know what I mean? Golly. Someone said sweet, mashed, and au gratin are separate categories. We're going to ignore you, John, on social media. We're ignoring you. Oh, it's like a big deal. Right?
I do enjoy the twice baked potato. Have you
Stop
not enjoyed that?
Stop it.
You've never had that?
Stop it.
You ever
We're
seen
not introducing that to this conversation.
Twice baked potato?
You get once baked.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
What are you, a hobbit? What about second breakfast? What is the no?
My holiday too, Dana.
Oh my gosh, I can't deal. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the sub 2K. This is Kel-Tec makes some very innovative stuff. If you haven't had a chance to check out everything that they offer, they make some really cool stuff. And a Florida-based company. This one's for all of the hikers and the backpackers, and you know, you people who like to go climbing and camping and all that stuff. The folds in half, Kel-Tec sub 2K. Has been filling that pistol caliber carbine gap. And there's, you know, you have options for several popular magazines, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer. It's a lot easier to pack up, and there's a lot less to take along with you as a result. So from right now until March of 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a sub 2K and you get $100. $100, which is actually pretty cool. And that's you're saving some money. So that goes all the way up until March of next year, that $100 rebate program on any newly purchased sub 2K. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the sub 2K, like I said, this thing is awesome. It's, you know, it's it folds in half, pistol caliber carbine. And it's has a lot of pistol magazine options, 9mm 40 cal. I mean, it picks up where handguns leave off, and it tucks away when you need it to. Sights are intuitive, stock's adjustable, field stripping super easy. You can disassemble it for cleaning or inspection without even using tools. To learn more about it and the sub 2K and that $100 rebate program, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I saw this thing. I'm going to pull this out. Who was it? Theo Von, who's funny. They had this discussion about Peloton that wanted to pull in it. Can I just say, I'm just bringing this up because I hate Peloton. Can we talk about Peloton for a minute? I hate Peloton to death. I am the stupid schmuck that ended up getting one several years back. I hate it. I wish I could blow the damn thing up. If it wasn't so heavy and awkward, I would have literally thrown it to the moon. I hate Peloton, and I think I hate the people on the Peloton even more. When I'm on the exit, what is this about community with doing this stuff? Stop trying to make everything community. When you're sweaty and working out, I don't want to be buddies with you. I'm not there to be buddies, whether it's in the gym or virtually. No, I don't give a rat's ass about your best time. I don't care. Are people that starved for connection in life? Go to church. Oh my gosh. Everybody's like, oh, you can just, you can, and then you can like give somebody fives or something. What is that? Stop. I don't care. I don't want to be acknowledged, and I'm not acknowledging you. Right? I hate it even. Like, my oldest son will attest to this. So I enjoy crochet. I feel like it's almost inappropriate for a woman of my age to say this. Baby Gen X. And I play games, right? I will play games. I'm a casual gamer. I'm not going to be like super serious. I just enjoy it. It's fun. But I hate it when you're forced to interact with people.
I hate when I go out in public and the public is there.
It's like when I started playing Darktide, I was like, what the hell is this public lobby? I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to tell you good game. I just want to go in and slay and then be done with it. And, you know, like power up and kid out. That's what I want to do. I don't. Anyway, my whole point is I hate Peloton. Why is Peloton being picky? Aren't they the people whose sales have been like in the crapper? The Peloton people? And they decided to get all political. They got political with the BLM stuff. And they got political with the Rona and all this other stuff. You literally do digital biking. Well, I mean, I guess they have some in-person studios. I don't know, man. I hate it to death. And I think I just hate bicycles and bicycling. Oh, to death. Okay. I hate it to death. The only time it's appropriate is if you're on a beachcomber on vacation. That, or you're a toddler or a kid. That's it. I'm sorry if you're into that. I'm not. I hate it. I hate it so bad. I hate it to death. I have such a hostile reaction to bicycles. So
adults should not be riding bikes, is what you're saying.
No, I tolerate it because the law requires, but okay. I hate it. And I'm looking at this thing because it's in my bedroom. And it's like, I'm trying to think of the equivalent, right? What is the equivalent? It's like a golden calf in my bedroom. I just want to destroy it. I see this thing and my husband's like, you will not touch it. That was expensive. So we just keep it and hang clothes on it. I don't know what else to do. I hate this thing so bad. I want to build a trebuchet and put it in the trebuchet and then fling it into the lake. That's what I want to do. I've never hated an inanimate object as much as I hate the Peloton. It's stupid. And the seat hurts. It hurts you. And I don't like being trapped in a bike. Like you put the shoes on and it locks you in. The hell is that? No. Then you can't get away. It's just, if something's coming to get you, you're stuck. You're dead. You are dead. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happens if my house blows up and I got to get off this bike? I hate it. I hate it so bad. Anyway, can I just vent real quickly? Because I can't stand it. And the virtue signaling made it worse. It really pushed it over the top for me. The virtue signaling from that company. And then they're going to sit here and like pick and choose who they want to advertise with because of politics. Good grief. Give me a break. Everybody just, you know what? Everybody needs a dictionary for Christmas. I see your all's posts. People need a dictionary and they need to go to Hillsdale. Or just at least take advantage of some other online offerings that they make available to you for free. So many colleges and universities today it's all about critical race theory when really they should be about critical thinking. That would be so helpful, right? It's all about indoctrination. So over at Hillsdale, if you're unfamiliar, it's a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan that's actually focused on something called academics. Super neat. I mean, it's like unheard of now in today's environment. You can watch a short video that shows you how Hillsdale's work is incredibly effective in defending American liberty, not just on the Michigan and D.C. campuses, but across the nation. And you can access it at dana4hillsdale.com. See, at Hillsdale, students are encouraged to debate ideas openly and honestly and pursue truth together with their professions, to study America's great heritage of liberty and understand what is required, the type of education required to preserve civil and religious liberties. That's their mission that they were founded with in 1844. It's what they still do today. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds, improving hearts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, applesauce pouches are weird. Can I say it? It's just weird, man. And NBC says nearly two dozen toddlers have been sickened by lead linked to applesauce pouches. Kids age 1 to 3 were affected, and at least one child showed a blood lead level 8 times higher than that. Can I be real snotty for a second? All these bees out here who have been flipping out over that stupid study about gas stoves where they turned on a gas oven legit in the middle of a room that had no ventilation, nothing at all. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is my house. Yeah, if you live in a box, it's sealed up. You don't have any ventilation or anything. Anyway, they've all been trying to like have a phallus measuring contest online, trying to see who loves their babies more because they can preach more against gas stoves. But they're giving their kids lead pouches filled with applesauce. Shut up. Anyway, moving on. They're warning. They're basically saying, look out. It's, what is it? The Wanna banana? What the hell is that? And when you have to put I am fruit on the side of the package, you ain't. All right. Life expectancy for men in the U.S. falls to 73 years. 6 years fewer than women per new study. It's because we nag you to death is why. That's why. As soon as you guys get comfortable, we're like, honey, can you? You know it's true. The moment you settle down and that's in the chair or the sofa. Honey, can you? You know it. You know it's coming. Life expectancy. So it's 73 years. That's actually really sad. It was published in JAMA Internal Medicine. The life expectancy, 6 years shorter than that of women. They said that they think it's partially a consequence of over 1 million corona deaths. That life expectancy has declined, and also because dudes were hit. Now remember this: dudes were hit harder than women by the Rona, right? I mean, that was one of the things we all were kind of like curious over, like how was that possible? But so yeah, they said that life expectancy countries Japan, Korea, Portugal, UK, Italy all enjoy a life expectancy of 80 years or more. Turkey and China also. I don't know if I believe anyone where they say China, they all fare better. I do think that living a sedentary lifestyle contributes to it because you don't want to turn into those people on WALL-E that are sitting around in their floating chairs, right? And then like they live their whole lives, you know, they don't go out and touch grass because there isn't any. So, I mean, I think that there is something to that. Just, you know, let's see. Also, media jobs slashed amid soft ad market. Of course, you knew that. That's one of the first things that's cut. When times get bad is ads. So I don't want to hear anybody complain about sponsors because they help bring you free radio and they help employ people. And that's how we keep the world going round. And that's also the first thing that's cut in a bad economy. Also, scientists discovered what they say is the first vampire virus. Stop finding weird stuff and calling it scary things. It's not. And parents are fuming because of after school devil club. No goats are going to be sacrificed. And I think that if you have, I don't know. It's just dumb. It's just proof that God exists if you have to have a devil club. Aw, boy, cell phone. Stay with us. Now, speaking of ideological predispositions, did you hear what happened, by the way, at the rally yesterday? I mean, it was a peaceful rally. It was handled wonderfully. Over 290,000 people. But there were some others who really wanted to be there to add to that 290,000 plus attendee number, but they were blocked. They could not attend. And no one was giving them the straight story until like yesterday evening. So bus drivers staged, according to the New York Post, an intentional sick out. 300 Jewish people who were headed to the rally in D.C. were left stranded by bus drivers that staged a deliberate walkout. They said that they were stuck at Dulles for 11 hours before they were sent back home. They all, 300 people, got together and chartered a flight, which actually would put the price per seat about what you would expect for a regular average commercial flight, honestly. And then they were sent back home because they missed the entire event because bus drivers walked out so they didn't have to take them. There's three planes out of Detroit chartered by the Jewish Federation of Detroit. They booked several buses to transport the whole group to the National Mall. A third of the passengers weren't allowed to leave the tarmac. But then none of the buses showed up for the 10:30 a.m. pickup. And it was because they learned that there was a deliberate walk-off of drivers that was in response to that rally. That's wow. And you can't, if you're on a chartered flight, you come in on a different tarmac, you have to have pre-org for big groups like this. They require you to have transportation off the tarmac. They had no buses to get on. So that's unbelievable. And they said that, they waited for about 11 hours. 11 hours. And they kept getting different stories, like, oh, they're struggling to get through security, or they're struggling. No, no, no. It was just because they had staged a walkout or a sick out, an intentional sick out. And they weren't the only ones. There were people in Connecticut who had chartered buses to go to the rally who were also left without drivers. They ended up getting a bunch of cars and drove instead. Now, I would imagine if management... first off, I think every single one of these drivers that did this should be fired because that's insubordination. Number one. Number two, the company, if they can prove that the company or management or anybody signed off on this, then the whole damn company could be in trouble because this would be classified as discrimination. And the left used to champion these laws, and apparently they want to flout them. I mean, there's a whole thing. Let me pull this up. I mean, public transit workers. I mean, go back to Reagan. There's a reason. There's a whole history about public transit workers and strikes and what you can and can't do. But this was not something that the drivers did that just happened to coincide with some kind of contract negotiation. That had nothing to do with that. There was no negotiation. This was them staging a sick out just to target Jewish customers. That's what this was. And that's pretty anti-Semitic because that has nothing to do with you just dislike Netanyahu or you dislike, how the Israeli government might be handling X, Y, and Z. You're just literally refusing to drive Jewish people because they're Jewish. That is anti-Semitism. That's anti-Semitic. I think every damn one of these workers should be there. Make their names public and fire them. That's what I would do. If I ran a company, I'd be slapping your name up on posters and be like, I'm firing these people because they're Nazis. And I would just legit put it up publicly. Hey, you know what? Free market, right? Free world. That's just sad. They couldn't even drive the bus. But that's what they... I'm sure that there'll be follow-up to it, but I just can't. That is anti-Semitism. That goes beyond just disagree. It's not about disagreeing with a governing style or a politician. That is targeting people. because of who they are and what they believe.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.